Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Thank you, Master. Would you turn this morning to the book of Luke and the 12th chapter? Anybody ready to believe God with me this morning for this? You know, what kind of utterance we have is not just up to the preachers. Utterance is greatly affected by the hearers. You know, Paul said on more than one occasion, he talked about how that he would have gone into certain things. He said, but you weren't able to hear it, he said. So there's an ability to hear, and a lot of that has to do with the heart to hear, willingness. And, you know, the Lord is merciful. So many times things are not given to us because he knows we wouldn't do it. We wouldn't receive it. We wouldn't do it. And then we'd just be accountable for it. Right? And so in his mercy, he gives us more time to grow. Right? And Phyllis and I, we remark about this from time to time. In our life, looking back, we've seen there are times that we thought we were waiting on God. And we were wishing something would hurry up and happen. And then finally it did happen. And when it did, we thought, we are just now barely ready to handle this. We didn't think so back then, but we have seen that just as soon, say just as soon, just as soon as we were able to handle it, boom, there it was. Amen. Just as soon. And folk think they're waiting on him, but again and again, it's a matter of us being ready. And so how many will stir up your heart today and say, by faith, I'm getting ready. Father, we do all look to you this morning. Our eyes are on you, not on each other. And we're asking you to give us all ears to hear and eyes that see and hearts open and receptive. Let there come revelation, anointing that teaches and helps, a supply of the Spirit, a quickening and strengthening in our spirits, souls and minds and bodies, answers to questions, direction for right now. And Lord, we purpose not to be hearers only or forgetful hearers, but by your grace, we are and will be doers. And we know as we do, we will be blessed because you are so faithful to watch over your word and perform it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Said out loud, I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer of the word of God. You understand, these are the only people who get results. Not just churchgoers, not just Bible thumpers, not just tape players or note takers. It's only who? Only people who put it into practice, who act on it, who do it. In Luke 12, has been our text for some weeks, we have been looking at and talking about the kingdom of God. And did you remember we were excited about it? About the kingdom of God. Listen to this, Luke 12, verse 29, he said, seek not what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor be ye of doubtful mind. Don't you lose a minute's sleep. Don't you pace the floor for a minute thinking about tomorrow. Are we going to have enough to eat? It's amazing how so many people come together, Christians, and they think in some way or another it's spiritual to get together before the service, and the preacher talks about it during the service, and they go eat after the service, and they go, what's this world coming to? I just don't know. Man, I don't know. Have you seen the price of gasoline? What are we going to do this winter? What are we going to do if the plant closes? What are we going to do? Man, I just don't know what we're coming to. Blatantly ignoring the words of the Master. Yes. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
Don't worry.
Don't you think twice about the price of gas.
That's right. great. Amen.
Don't you think twice about the price of eggs.
That's great. Amen.
Or a loaf of bread. Or a suit of clothes. Did he say it or not? We could just camp on that the rest of the morning. It'd be a help for a lot of folks, right? A lot of people, you know, I'm Christians now I'm talking about, they talk about this stuff in a negative way so much until if they quit, and when they quit, they're going to wonder what to talk about. Because most of their conversation, that's what it's about. What do you think about this? Man, I just don't know. Well, we better pray. Well, it'd do you a little good to pray when you're going to come behind it and undo it with an unbelieving mouth like that. How many know you can pray and ask for the sun, moon, and stars, but when you get up, your faith has got to be there.
Yeah.
Right? About what you prayed.
Yeah.
You got to stay in faith, expecting what you asked to come to pass. Right? You must say, yeah, but it's just too high. Yeah, but it ain't a deal if you got plenty of money. Well, I don't make that much. We just got through talking about how to fix it. How to get out, right? How do you get out? You sow your seed. You believe God. Well, I ain't got quite enough. We're saying like you need to step up your sowing. And believe it. You can give yourself a raise.
Glory to God.
Well, it just ain't that simple and easy, preacher. What tell Jesus? Because he said it was. He said, don't seek after that. Verse 30, all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knows that you have need of these things. He already knows. He already knows. But rather, seek what? You seek. Seek ye means you seek the kingdom of God, and when you do, all your gas money and your housing money and your clothes and the education of your kids and the whole thing, you will not have to eke out and rake and scrape and beg. It will be added to you. God will see to it. If what? If you go to church. That's not what he said. If you read your Bible once in a while and pray, Lord bless this food and now lay me down to sleep. Be a good little Christian. No. No, if what? You must seek what? Now see, religious tradition has skewed this. And turned it into all kind of different things except what Jesus said. And if you haven't been with us, the one thing the Lord began to minister to me about, I had heard this before, but somebody for the 100th time on TV was talking about, they said, Jesus preached love and acceptance. Jesus preached love and acceptance. Usually when you hear people saying that, they're trying to get you to accept their sin. Jesus preached love and acceptance. Love and acceptance, that's what Jesus preached. And while they were saying that, the Lord spoke up in my heart. He said, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. I thought, No, he didn't. And so I immediately, what do? I went back to the book and I began to look at every time it said what Jesus preached. And it didn't say he preached love and acceptance. He is love. Right? And because we believe, we are accepted in the Beloved because of our faith in Him. So love is in the book, and He is love, and acceptance is there. But that's not what He preached. What did He preach? If you were here, we went over it. We saw it again and again and again and again. He preached the good news of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God and repentance. Repentance and the good news of the kingdom of God. So repent and believe the good news. How many know there's a vast difference between repentance and acceptance? You just have to accept me like I am. Said who? Well, the Lord loves me just the way I am. No. He loves you in spite of the way you are. He does not have to accept all your goofy ways or mine either. Right? How many of you got to examine all these phrases that people throw around? I mean, we hear it so much until we think, well, yeah, it must be true. No, can you find it in here? Is it in here?
Amen.
If not, then don't you count on it and don't you repeat it.
Amen.
Right? And don't believe it. Certainly don't build your life on it. So we went into some detail. And we saw that Jesus was kingdom of God minded. Everywhere he went, he talked about the kingdom. He talked about the kingdom so much that his disciples thought the kingdom was going to immediately appear. And they came around him and talked. And you remember that the mother of two of the disciples tried to corner him and say, you know, could you give my sons the two top spots in your kingdom? He talked about the kingdom so much, they were very kingdom oriented and minded. And you see that same thing carry on through the book of Acts when Jesus was raised from the dead. As soon as he was raised from the dead and he met with them and talked with them, what did he talk to them about? The things pertaining to the kingdom of God. You know, the more I get into this, the more I see we have lost ground as a church universally in being kingdom of God minded. But not us here, right? We're getting stirred up. We are kingdom of God oriented and minded. Now we went into some detail about how the kingdom of God is the everlasting kingdom. No, God's not going to take any kingdom that is existent here and he's going to turn it into his kingdom. Are you with me now? No, we went back and looked at studied the scriptures of Daniel and looked at the places. There's a stone cut out without hands. Hallelujah. And it is the kingdom of God that'll fill the whole earth. Hallelujah. And his glory shall cover all the earth. But the kingdom of God has already begun. And the kingdom of God is in us. And we are in him. And we are being trained. And we are being developed to rule and reign with him. And we saw in the parables teaching about the kingdom how he told this one and that one, you are faithful over a few things, now be ruler over much. You're to rule over 10 cities. There are going to be real cities in the kingdom of God, just as real as New York and Los Angeles, but much nicer.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Kingdom Business, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402G. That's R1402G. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.